You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. Todd Zwillick with you this morning, filling in for John and Celeste. Millions of Americans love their Apple products, from iPads to MacBooks to iPads, of course. But there's a story behind those beloved devices, how they get made, and the price that is paid. Our partner, The New York Times, has been investigating, and this morning's story is a riveting read, in particular, the safety problems at a Chinese factory that makes iPads. Shanghai correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, David Barboza, is one of the reporters on the story, and he joins us now. David, good morning.
Good morning.
David, you have a lot of details in this lengthy article of charges of worker abuse, dangerous chemicals, safety violations at this Chinese factory. Give us a sense, paint the picture of safety or lack thereof where our iPads and iPods are made.
Well, it's you know, the iPads and the iPhones are made mostly at Foxconn, or at least assembled there in southern China, or our story is actually set in central China. And just to give you a little background, I mean, a lot of the major brands are using factories in China that are almost factory cities. They're, you know, 10,000, 20,000. In the case of the factory that we looked at, 120,000 workers, you know, working for a company that has a million factory workers in China. And in these large campuses, cities, there are dormitories, there are restaurants, there are banks, and they're really, you know, set up so that they can produce 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what we've seen in a lot of factories, and it's not just the Apple factories, because I've been to dozens of factories, textile, you know, Disney factories, Walmart factories, they all have a pretty similar model, which is generally to hire 18 to 25-year-olds, many of them mostly women, actually, and to have them working 6 days a week, I mean, at least 6 days a week, in some of the worst factories, 7 days a week, 10, 12, 14 hours a day. And there's a lot of violations at these factories of labor standards. So in some cases, it's excessive overtime or illegal amount of overtime. I mean, there's regulations on how much overtime. Apple has its own standards on overtime work, but there's also in some factories child labor. There are, you know, occupational safety hazards, you know, with toxic chemicals or with dangerous, you know, in the case of the factory we wrote about, there was a explosion from aluminum dust from the polishing of the iPads, which led to 4 deaths and I think 18 injuries. So there are many hazards at these factories, but these are some of the things, some of the major things that are happening.
Now, we all know that U.S. manufacturers go overseas because it's cheaper. Part of the reason it's cheaper is because of wages and labor standards. You can't treat American workers this way, and that makes it more expensive, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we know why they go over there. What has been Apple's response to your reporting? Clearly, they're not a corporation who would say, we don't care, that's China's problem. What have they said?
Well, Apple says it is working to improve the conditions at these factories, and Apple does its own supplier responsibility report every year, which most other brands don't do, and it does audit and have independent, actually, you know, they're supposedly they just show up one day and audit the factory, and so Apple has come out with lots of responses to the story even before the story and talked to us about what it tries to do to ensure that the factories are safe and meets its own standards, because they set up their own standards for the factories and how much a worker should work overtime and what the safety conditions should be. But I can tell you on the ground that that's not happening. And it may be, you know, the bigger picture may be that the suppliers to Apple – the factories have improved, and I think most of the factories I've visited in China seem to be getting better, but better is a relative term. The factories still have a lot of labor violations and things that would be quite shocking to an American or European visiting.
So Apple has standards, David Barbosa. Apple does audits. Apple does reports. But has Apple ever cracked down on a supplier who is violating? Has Apple ever fired an assembler who wasn't abiding by its standards? Have there been consequences for violating its audit, or is it just an audit?
No, there are consequences, and they have fired some of the suppliers. But I don't think anytime soon they would fire a supplier like Foxconn. I can't imagine any violation that Foxconn could have which would lead to a firing, because if Foxconn wasn't around, no one would have an iPhone or an iPad or all these other great gadgets. They are the world's biggest exporter. They are the world's biggest manufacturer, I think. I think actually 1.2 million workers in China, and they're working for Apple, Lenovo, IBM, Microsoft. All the major brands produced through Foxconn. So you can't easily pull out of that system unless you want to have a year or two without any products coming to market.
And you mentioned that in your story, that executives from other corporations, and I'm even reading from your story now, they have similar internal pressures and arguments as Apple does. The system may not be pretty, they argue, but radical overhaul would slow innovation.
Well, I'm not sure it would slow innovation, but certainly it would slow the production, and it would slow these products that are coming out, in new versions every few months. And so I think the consequences of dismantling that quickly is, that would never happen. But what a lot of other people are arguing is, will they do something serious about improving those conditions, and are they doing enough? And that's the question we sort of pose, that considering the kind of profits that Apple makes and other brands make, are they doing enough to ensure that these factories are safe for workers, and that they abide by the law and even abide by Apple's own standards?
The American economy was built largely on cheap labor. Remember just the example of the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire in New York in 1911 that killed so many dozens of women seamstresses there. China may be going through a similar phase of economic development as they're making our devices that we use here in the United States. New York Times, David Barbosa in Shanghai. Read his story. It's important. The story behind your iPads and iPods in China. David, thank you.
You're welcome.